Welcome to JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 7. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Christopher the Comeback Kid Woodmancy.
Mark the Ancient Warrior Merchant.
And joining us again, back-to-back weeks, Mr. Gilbert Peterson. How you doing, Gil?
Saluti da Cortona, Italy.
Greetings
for Cortona, Italy.
Cortona. Why would you want to be on a podcast when you're on vacation?
I had so much fun last week, I had to join you.
It's, almost 4 o'clock in the morning. His wife kicked him out of bed. You got nothing better to do.
They texted us, said, let me join. And yes, you are more than welcome to. So welcome back, and hope we have another hour of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure, anytime, bud. We got a lot to cover. We got to go over last week's results. We got our brackets that are coming up, Chris's scratch bracket and the main big bracket, our third big bracket of the season, our fourth that we've ever done. And so it is now time to do the drawing. So we'll get to that a little bit later. Yep. So, but first, you know what I want to do? Let's talk a little bit about Gil's vacation. He's been on vacation now a few days. He's still out of town. He's going to be coming back later this week. So what you been up to, Gil?
Yeah, I'm more than out of town. I had to fly across the ocean. Anyway, we landed in Gotten Rome on Saturday. So
wow.
Yeah.
And you want to be here with us. Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How was the flight?
Flight was terrible. I was in, we couldn't upgrade, so I had coach leg
room. Oh, ouch. So, they have any babies on board?
No baby.
Oh, you're lucky. Oh, you didn't have the crying baby. That's good.
How long is the flight?
Roughly about 10 hours.
Ten
just
hours?
One flight, or did you have multiple flights?
Just one flight.
We left good.
We're right into Rome. But it was 10 hours, and I virtually slept in a box that's so small. I mean, it was terrible. I had no leg room, no, I couldn't.
You're a tall guy. You're not short.
It was horrible.
Look, you did that in Reno last year.
You did. Well, I think Reno's a little bit less of a flight, though. That might be
10 hours.
Hour flight.
Yeah
10 hours.
Oh, man.
He slept in a chair at Reno one night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, in Reno, not on the flight?
No. In my and Ron's hotel room. He didn't want to sleep in the bed with Ron because he thought he'd spoon him.
That
wasn't gonna let Gil in my bed.
That's absolutely the truth. I had to stay next night because they canceled. I was supposed to take a red eye back to Dallas, but they canceled my flight. So they were so kind to put me up in their room. They didn't, you know, like I said, Ron goes, "Hey, you can sleep over here." And I said, "No, I'll push these two chairs together and sleep with
it." Oh, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Mark's like, I'm not even going to give you an offer, no, so you can go ahead and take the chairs.
I never even offered it up.
That's Mark's rule of thumb, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what time are you guys coming back?
We're flying out Saturday. Saturday, 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Not too bad. So 10 hours back, and you lose an hour. And you're going to lose another hour because the clock's changed Saturday.
Well, I'm gaining hours, actually. I'm coming back.
Oh, come back.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I'm almost
don't forget to subtract an hour.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. So you guys started in Rome and ended up where?
We're in Cortona right now.
Cortona,
It's a hillside city that dates back 2,400 years of history.
Oh, wow.
Pretty crazy. It's nuts.
So how do you get around, Gil? You take a train?
Oh, my God. I rented a X3 BMW, you know, like the small SUV. And my God, there were so many times where I had to do a 3-point turn because the car wouldn't make it around the turn. The streets were so narrow. There was an occasion where I had to pull in the mirrors because there was a stone wall on either side of my car.
Jeez.
That's horrible.
The old roads.
I figured they probably built the city back in the medieval times and earlier than that. It's that old.
That's back when they rode goats and they had the two-wheelers that were being pulled by the goats and all that stuff.
Are a lot of people on scooter, you know, like scooters or mopeds?
Yes. Is that true?
Now, that was Rome. We spent a day, like a day and a half in Rome. And Yes, and it's nuts. There's anything goes in Rome. It's like the scooters are driving down the middle. You know, if there's room between two cars, two-way traffic, and there's room for them to go around your car, they will. It's crazy. People don't look when they cross in front of your car. It's nuts. I mean, I had a lot of nerves driving in downtown Rome.
Yeah, they just turn left in front of you.
Yeah, no, they didn't care.
No, they don't care. How's the food? The food good?
Yeah, if you like a lot of pasta and stuff. But the tortellinis, you know, if you've ever had like Asian dumplings or whatever, the tortellinis I had today was smothered in a really light cream sauce with truffles. But the tortellinis were like the size of an Asian dumpling. So they're very large and handmade. It was good.
Yeah. Sounds good. How are the people there?
Oh, real nice. Yeah,
that's good. I heard they're nice there. I heard France is the other way around. They're
stupid prick. Americanos, right?
Exactly, exactly. Oh, you're tourists, hey!
Yeah. No, they're not.
That's good. Well, so you'll be gone this week. You guys bringing in the sub tomorrow?
I think Ryan Curtis may be coming in.
Okay, just trying to get some clues for Beat Mark's picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Ryan's tomorrow, and then you'll be back next week bowling?
Oh, yeah. You're only not going to see me for 1 week, guys. Sorry about that.
Sorry, <it. Mark. laughs> Well, cool beans. Well, we'll be happy to have you back and a safe trip home.
Yeah. Actually, somebody's putting you in the, not me, but somebody else is putting you in the.
Yes, I did. And so if you lose on purpose.
Oh, that means I'm not seeing any money if I lose.
You're not seeing it.
No, I'll be fair with you. We'll split it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You might be lucky if you see a buck.
Exactly. He's got to restore that piggy bank.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, let's see how everybody did last week in the fastest 3 minutes of bowling. Starting out on 19 and 20. Team 13, BD in the pocket against my team. Who you calling a pinhead? And it was not a kiss your sister night. It was close, but they took 30 from us, so it was 30 out of 48. They had a better night than we did, although we didn't have a bad night. It was kind of good bowling against good bowling, and they just pulled out the victory. And next pair, that is 21-22, is Team 12, the men in the 10-pin against Team 10. That's Chris's team.
And yes, sir.
What happened? You'll never believe it.
Oh, see,
Chris's team pulled out the, hey, here we go, set hut victory over the men in the 10-pin, 46 out of 48. Who'd have thought that would ever happen? Yeah. And yes, they came on the back. It was Leland and Chris bowling great. Actually, no, it was Camilla that really bowled great. Was it 227 that last game?
With handicap.
Chris had that 672 series. It all depends on Chris. If Chris bowls good, then the team follows. So it's Chris's fault if they bowl bad.
No, anyway, not my fault.
So they finally got the victory. And next pair. Team 11, Ricky and the two Mikes against Blame It on the Alcohol. And that was the Kiss Your Sister night, which we'll talk a little bit later in Beat Mark's picks about that and see who predicted that one. Next pair, Team 2 is OG, still rolling. And they bowled up against Three Fingers Deep. Team 6 did not bowl that great. I think it was Patrick that ended up bowling great for Team OG. He was bowler of the week again and shot 670 and did great, and they won 36 out of 48. So kudos to Team OG. Next pair is Team 9, Slate's Rockheads, Joe Bear's team, against Team 5, Slate's Sloppy Seconds. And Slate's Sloppy Seconds claims the name. They won 34 to 48. So sorry, Joe Bear, to send you off on a losing week, but Mark's team, they didn't have it, so they said, you guys just got to take the L.
Ooh.
And next pair, Team 8, Pin High. The first place, Pin High, against Team 14, Almost Empty Nest. And again, another victory week for Almost Empty Nest. 33 out of 48. So good job to them. And then the last pair, 31-32, it was Wicked Trio against Team 7, the S team. And Chris's proteges won. That was Chris Saunders and Diego and Tina. They won 38 out of 48. So big victory for those guys. This week is the normal week. Next week is position round. And this past week, leading up to this week, has completely blown everything upside down. It is a very, very tight race between the whole league now, with Pin High slipping into second place, which I'm sure Craig is not going to be happy about. He's going to blame us because we kept picking them to win, and now they fall in the second. BD in the pocket is in first at 217.
Wow.
Pin High drops to second at 216. Almost Empty Nest right on their tail at 210. Three Fingers Deep at 200. Slate Sloppy Seconds behind them at 199. The S team in sixth place at 188. Blame It on the Alcohol, 174, tied with OG at 174, tied for seventh. And in ninth, Slate Rockheads at 169. And they are over 500. And so every team I just listed in ninth place and above is over 500. Next, in 10th place, who you calling a pinhead? Of course, my team. Below 500 at 154 points. Wicked Trio right behind us in 11th with 142. Put Your Thumb in It has climbed out of the cellar, is no longer in last. They're in 12th place, 133, and they're climbing up. And in the 13th place, Ricky and the Two Mics at 113. And then last, the Men in the 10 Pin at 111, but not too far behind. So there you have it. There's the fastest 3 minutes leading up to position round next week.
Yeah, things tightened up quite a bit this week.
Yes, they have. It's kind of a crazy week. It's going to be another crazy half, I think. We're already going into our third position round of the season, or the first of this half. And so that means we're already halfway through the half. It's been a pretty fast season, I think.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah.
It really has. Crazy.
So, Chris, what do you think's the secret of winning? I mean, you guys have been getting it on the chin here.
I mean, I want to say, it's having me on your team, but, I mean.
It could actually be changing teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like almost reminiscent of that Titanic team from a year ago.
Yeah, I could see after this week you'll be bowling for OG next week.
Well, no longer. You've solidified your place on the team, so I think they'll be happy to keep you now.
At least for a week.
Yeah, you guys are going to be bowling OG next week, so that'll be tough. I'm 31-32.
Yep.
So we'll see. All right, I think it's now time for the bracket drawing. So we got two drawings to get to. We got Chris's scratch drawing, and then we got the big bracket for March Madness. That's what we're calling it. We're going to call the spring bracket. So it's March Madness basketball, so it's going to be March Madness bowling. But first, let's do the scratch one. So go ahead and take it over.
And before he starts that, Gil, I'll bet you $50 you ain't bowling Chris.
I bet, yeah.
All right. So
just 50?
For the, Coke bottle scratch bracket,
part
second
two.
Round.
Part two.
The revenge. Joe Bear won the first one. Let's see if he could do it again. Two
Bear peaks. To defend his title.
Yeah, let's see. So this round we have 16 players. So it'd be one game elimination, $10 a person for a total of 160. Only going to first. There is no second place payout here.
Oh, wow.
All right. Just first gets it all. All right. That's it. All right. So we have all the names here. We have Fred, Jared, Ron Reynolds, Chris, myself, Sean Taylor, Peyton Estes, Brian Brimmerman, Lee, Mark McMerchant, George Martinez, Neil Brady, Chris Saunders, Caden, Joe Bear, Garrett, and Matthew Macy.
What's Mark's name again?
Mark Merchant.
Mark Merchant, not Mick Merchant.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. All right. Same thing. All right. So we're doing the shuffle to find out who's going against who.
Is there a live broadcast on this?
Oh, this is live. I just did the shuffle. There you go. Mm-hmm. Now,
anybody
refresh.
Else there to witness this?
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's Scout's honor, okay? Scout's
yeah.
honor.
Oh, geez. I think right. Chris is going to be bowling Ricky.
I think we need to have Camilla announce these so we can get this very
yeah. yeah, this is theater of the mind right now.
Yeah. yeah. So right now, as we have first round, we have Jared versus Sean Taylor.
Oh, right. Okay. That'll be good. That's a good match. Both evenly matched, I think.
This is my favorite right here. George Martinez versus Garrett.
Oh, too high average.
Yes, that's a good one. All right, Ron Reynolds versus Chris Saunders.
I thought you were going to say Chris Woodman.
That's why I said it like that.
How come I got a feeling you're going to be last?
All right. Joe Bear versus Matthew Macy.
Oh, we got Joe Bear's pick in, so Matthew Macy. Okay.
Neil Brady versus Peyton Estes.
Oh, that's going to be my favorite match.
All right, ready? Here's me. Myself versus my favorite fan. He's got to be my biggest fan on this league. Fred. Fred William.
You get Fred? Wait a minute. Yep. How is that possible?
Yep, get Fred.
I can't believe it. Wait a minute. Yep. That's like, of all the people that you had to pick, you picked Fred?
Pick him. It generated him.
Yeah, right.
I didn't pick.
So you versus Fred. All right.
So, and then Brian Brimmerman versus Caden Connor. That's a pretty decent one.
That is. I agree.
Lee freaking McDonald.
Uh-oh. No. Versus Mark,
the ancient warrior.
Oh,
Mark.
Wait a minute. How'd you put host against host?
That's awesome. That's
awesome. What?
I did not plan that, but if I did, that's awesome.
Oh, Mark, I'll let you take this one. You can go.
Well, no, that works out all right.
Yeah, we can hear Mark in his voice say, hey, I got a win right here. All
it's,
right.
It's going to be a battle.
It will be.
So that's our lineup for the first week. For those who have not paid, bring your money in. Bring in tomorrow if you can. If you can't, it's understandable. Just bring in by the time I pay out the winner, okay?
All right. I already paid, right?
Yes. A couple people have paid.
Cool.
But, I do have a list of people who haven't. So, it's, yep.
If you don't pay, Chris offered to pay for you.
Sure, let's do that.
No. I don't want to stick it with you.
So. No.
All right. So there's Chris's bracket. What are we calling it again?
The Coke Bottle Bracket Part 2.
The Coke Bottle Incident Part 2. Okay.
Coke Bottle Incident Part 2. I like that.
All right. So good luck to everyone. Now, his bracket starts tomorrow. Is that
tomorrow?
Right?
Yep, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Now, the big bracket, we're going to announce who faces who. And the rules are this bracket, which is our March Madness bracket. It's just like the other two brackets with a slight difference. This bracket, much like the last bracket we had for the winner, is going to consist of 42 bowlers, one of them being the vacant bowler. And if you lose the first round, you're not eliminated. You'll just be tossed into the loser's bracket where there'll be 22 bowlers in that bracket. The 22 that win will remain in the big bracket, and they'll face each other. Similar to Chris's, is one series elimination. So whoever has the highest series with your handicap will advance. If you wind up in the loser's bracket in that first round, then what we do there, there'll be 22 bowlers in the loser's bracket. The top five that have the highest series, now this will be in the second round, the top five series in week two, second round, will advance only in the top five. They'll be readmitted into the main bracket. Now, at the same time as the losers will be bowling round two, the winners of round two will be bowling against each other, and it'll go from 22 to 11. Now, for round three, we have the 11 winners, and then we have the five winners of the losers bracket from round two. So we go to 16. That way it evens out into an even number bracket. You have to have
nine
divisible by eight. So we have 16 in round three. Then we go to eight for round four. Now in round four, unlike in our previous big brackets, at this point, we no longer accept subs. If you are not there to bowl, it must be your blind score, which is, of course, minus 10 pins. From then on out, round four, or in the round of eight bowlers, no longer using subs. Subs are not eligible. So
technically, if you suck, you suck.
Or if you're missing. Or if you happen to be in Italy, you'll be using your blind.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once we go to round five, it'll be the final four. And then we'll go to round six, which will be the last round. And then we'll determine the winner after that. Again, it's all handicap. Nobody has to pay a thing to get in. The winner gets $100. Second place gets 25.
Wow.
And there you have it. That's the big bracket. And that's the one that Tina did so great in last time. She made it to the final four. I'm going to be rooting for her. I hope she wins this one. We haven't had a woman win yet, so we need another queen. She's our queen of the league. I've dubbed her the queen of the league. So we got Camilla, who's the first lady.
I thought that was Chris. Queen of the league.
That too. But so there you have it. And now it's time to find out who we will be bowling against in round one. So how we're going to do this, unlike selective bookkeeping like Chris, we're actually
something no.
a little bit more fair. What we've done is, just like we did for the drawing for the other three brackets that we did, we've put cards to everybody's name. I've got a stack of cards here, 42 cards, and I'm shuffling them right now. We're going to select them. I have no idea what name has gone to the card. That was Mark's job. So Mark has put a name.
Mark bookkeeping right there.
Uh-oh. My wife Mark's Jennifer's kidding. Here. Say hi, honey.
Hi, babe.
All right. So she has actually offered her services, and she's going to pick the first card for the March Madness bracket. All right. And the first card is the 10 of clubs. So, Mark, if you'd be so kind to see who the 10 of clubs is.
10 of clubs, Matthew Macy.
Matthew Macy is our lucky first pick. And I am reshuffling. Again, I have no clue who these names are in these cards. Oh, Jennifer wants to pick the second one. Any card. Pick a card, any card. Who used to say that? Oh, we have another 10. It's the 10 of diamonds. Hey, who'd have thought
that? Ron Reynolds.
Oh, what a match of first round. I was hoping it was going to be the same as Chris's scratch. She picked a pair. How about that? A pair of tens.
All right. Oh, she's good at that.
She likes pairs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She likes fondling pairs. Oh, wait a minute.
Yep.
Oh.
She's probably doing it right now.
Hey, how about that? How'd you guess? All right. So she has picked the third card, and she left the room, so that'll be the last card. All right, the third card is the 2 of hearts.
Darren McHenry.
Oh, Team OG.
OG. The next My biggest fan out there.
Is the 7 of diamonds.
7 of diamonds, Larry Hoover.
Oh, Larry against Darren. I like it. They're two new bowlers to JB Trio, and they should be familiar with each other. So I would say that most likely Darren's going to get handicap on this one, probably close to 70 pins. So it'll be an interesting match, I'll admit that.
It's going to be more like 100. It's going to be like 90-something.
Could be. It's the same handicap as the league bowlers get. We're not going to change it up. It's 96 pins. 90% of 220. So 96 for Darren, not bad. Almost 100. Yeah. All right, next card. The 6 of diamonds.
6 of diamonds, Tim Krishy.
Krishy, another wicked trio bowler.
He's barely here.
All right, we've got a jack of hearts.
Jack of hearts is Tina Clay.
Hey, what? Tina Clay, Gino's wife.
Yeah.
That'll be one with handicap. She's on Team Pin High. She's been bowling really good lately. Probably about 60 to 70 pins, if I had to guess. All right. Next card. 68. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Next card. The 2 of spades.
2 of spades is Camilla.
The dark 2. All right. She will be going up against the 5 of clubs.
5 of clubs is Michael Ensline.
Oh,
what?
She will actually be giving up pins to Michael. She'll be giving him about 10 pins. So Camilla's going to have to make up 10 pins. Chris, you better give her some pointers. She loves that.
I don't think so.
All right, next card is the 9 of hearts.
Nine of Hearts goes to Caden Khanna.
Oh, Caden. He's going to be tough. All right. Next card, Three of Spades.
Three of Spades is Lee McDonald III.
Oh, Gutter Fluffer. I thought you were going to say my name for a minute.
No. Gutter Fluffer.
Next card is the Two of Clubs.
Two of Clubs is Jared.
Jared. Okay, so Team Slate Rockheads. Jared against the Six of Hearts.
Oh. Six of Hearts is Fred Williams.
What? Wow, that's going to be straight up bowling right there. No handicap or very little. That's a great match.
You can't make it me?
Yeah, just like in both brackets.
So I could beat them twice?
Oh, no. We ain't doing that. All right, next card, Six of Spades.
Six of Spades is Cody.
Cody, Team Men in the 10 Pin.
Yep.
Against Four of Clubs.
Four of Clubs, Neil Brady.
Ooh, a tough match. So I bet you Neil will be giving up probably about maybe 20 to 25 pins. And let's see. All right. Next card, Nine of Diamonds.
That is me.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Pete.
Here we go. Let's pick a good one. We're getting a good one here. All right. How about?
Pick me.
The next card is the Jack of Spades.
Jack of Spades. Oh, geez. Craig Voren.
Oh, come on.
Craig Voren. You'll be giving about 20 pins to Greg.
Craig Voren.
Oh, he's going to love that.
Yep.
So the next card is the Queen of Diamonds.
Queen of Diamonds. That is Diego.
Oh, what? Diego.
That's a good one. That's a good match, actually.
Diego.
That's a good match, actually.
We'll be bowling against the Seven of Clubs.
Seven of Clubs is Ricky Boudreau.
Oh, ooh. Diego versus Ricky. That's another
good match. I thought he was going Craig. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, Ricky's decent. Ricky's pretty good.
Yeah, Ricky will be giving up some pins to Diego, maybe about 20 or so.
Chris.
All right. Yep. The next card is the Nine of Clubs.
Nine of Clubs. That is Brian Bimmerman.
Brian Bimmerman against the Four of Spades.
Four of Spades. Ooh, Chris Woodman.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Protege versus Mentor. Sure about that?
That's it.
Wow. He's going to get a revenge from Team Titan.
Go Brian. Are we sure about this?
Sure, that's it. All right, next pick, Four of Hearts.
Four of Hearts. That's the vacant.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all the vacant.
Here we go. Who's the lucky bowler that gets the vacant or unlucky? It could be an unlucky bowler. All right, it is the Eight of Diamonds.
Kyle Howe.
What? MVP? Mr. MVP gets lucky again? Wow. Kyle Howe. All right, Kyle. You better win, buddy. You better win. All right. Next bowler.
He's MVP. He's PBA right there.
He better not choke this. All right. Next bowler. Three of Clubs.
Three of Clubs. Gilbert.
There he is.
There it is.
Three of Clubs. All right. Let's give him a good bowler here.
He can go to bed after this.
Yes. I'm out. I'm almost there.
Next bowler is against Gilbert, the Four of Diamonds.
Four of Diamonds. Boy, Lee McDonald Jr.
No way. That's insane. Oh, there's an instant win for you, Joe Bear. You can advance again.
No.
That's all right.
At least I'm not giving 100 pins to somebody.
I hope that jet lag doesn't affect
you. Oh, yeah. I bet you don't. Yeah, but that sounded really sincere.
I tried to make it sincere. All right, next card is the Jack of Clubs.
Jack of clubs is Chris Saunders.
Chris Saunders, that's the vice president, VP of operations against the five of spades.
Five of spades, Gary Vickner.
Oh, okay. Not bad. So both bowlers are, Gary's been with us for about a year and a half. Chris is new to the league, but good bowler, solid 200. He'll be giving probably about maybe 30 to Gary, but it'll be a good match. All right. Three of hearts.
Three of hearts. Patrick Manning.
Ooh. This is probably one bowler that I would not want to bowl against. He's been on a tear. And he's going to go against the lucky bowler of the five of diamonds.
That would be Amanda Cunningham.
Oh, nice. Actually, that would be the perfect fit, I think. She'll be getting some pins off of Patrick. Patrick has had the two best weeks he's had in a long time. I think if there's a chance to beat him, actually, I think it would be probably this next couple rounds. So yeah. All right, next bowler is the 10 of spades.
10 of spades is Bob Davis.
Bob Davis. All right, next card is 8 of hearts.
Rick Connor on this one.
Rick Connor. Hey, nice. That'll be another good match. So nice. Bob Davis nice. Against Rick Connor. He'll be giving up some pins, so it'll be about maybe 50 pins maybe. So that'll be a tough match for Rick, but he should do it. He should be able to hang in there, and so should Bob. 9 of spades.
9 of spades. That's Nancy Davis.
Oh, Nancy Davis. All right. So 9 of spades against the 7 of hearts.
7 of hearts. That would be Garrett Williams.
Oh, man. Whew.
Yeah.
So Nancy. Kind of handicap. Yeah. A lot of handicap Nancy's up for, but, man, that's a tough draw for her. Garrett's tough. Best, highest average so far in the league.
Yeah. I believe that.
6 of clubs is the next pick.
6 of clubs. That is Michael Henderson.
Mr. Henderson. We're getting down there. 7 of spades.
7 of spades is Sean Taylor.
Oh, okay. He's tough. He's been bowling pretty good. Up and down a little bit.
Not last week. He sucked.
Yeah, last week they did suck. You guys whooped their ass. I'll give you that. Yep. All right, next bowler is the Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. Queen of Hearts. That is Geno Clay.
Geno Clay, the queen, up against the 8 of spades.
8 of spades, Anna Marie Davis.
Oh.
Anna Marie.
She's probably getting the most handicap in the league, but she's also been improving a lot, I've noticed. So, but not too much of a slouch. I think Geno might have his hands full. But the next bowler is the Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds is
me.
No, Tina Saunders.
Oh.
Tina Saunders. So that'll be a good match. So wait a minute. We don't have her other yet, do we? So the next card is the 10 of Hearts.
10 of Hearts. George Martinez.
Hey. Wow, that's a true test. So George is one of the best bowlers in the league, and he's been here with us for several years. So
Okay.
So if Tina's going to – yeah. She's a tough one, though. You never know. All right, we've only got a few cards left. The 2 of diamonds.
2 of diamonds.
Let's not lie to our fans here.
Craig Charlton.
Craig Charlton against the 8 of clubs.
8 of clubs is going to be Christian Gomez.
Oh, Christian. I was actually hoping Christian was going to be last because I think he was our last pick in our previous big bracket. So he'd be like, you know, the last NFL draft pick they call Mr. Irrelevant. So that's what we call him.
Well, I think you only got 2 cards left, right?
That's right. 2 left.
I can tell you who it is.
All right, go ahead.
Peyton Estes against James Singletary.
Oh, yep, that's it. 5 of hearts. And then what was Peyton's?
He was 3 of diamonds.
3 of diamonds, that's it. That's what I got. Wow. So Peyton against James, that's a pretty good match too. Peyton will probably be giving up about 30 or so. Well, there you have it. Those are the official picks for the bracket. Again, we're going to take We're taking a week off, so they will not be tomorrow night. We're going to kind of simmer on this for a whole week.
we're going to start week one during our position round week. So round one will be in 8 days. Well, tonight being Monday, the 4th of March. So it'll be, what is that, March 12th is when week one will be. So there you have it.
I like Brian Bremerman in his first week match.
Of course you do.
Yep.
And who's
I bet
opponent?
You do.
What's the reminder? What's his opponent? Or who's his opponent?
Me, the best player in the league.
I like that matchup too. Actually, I think Chris is all right there, but Brian is no slouch.
Matthew Macy and Ron Reynolds, that's a good match.
Oh, yeah, that will be.
That's a decent one.
I don't know who I pick on that one. Maybe Ron, but that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Any other good ones?
Yeah, you and Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. Well, that may be a cakewalk for Gilbert. I don't know.
No. Remember that jet lag thing.
Hey, it's come up in the podcast before. I remember Mark went out of town, and he had a bunch of jet lag when he got back from Boston, and he does that quite often. So it's a thing. Yeah. Kind of like the podcast curse is a thing.
Look, sometimes I get a jet lag coming from Dallas.
From work. And you'll have, if it's a podcast curse, you'll have like a double curse because you'll be on back-to-back weeks. One of our first guests that's ever been on back-to-back weeks before. You'll have like double the curse.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Does the curse get stronger? Is that what we need to answer?
I think it's turning into a hex.
Oh, yeah.
It's whatever's worse than a curse.
It went from curse to hex. So
yeah, some kind of a witch doctor thing, some voodoo sort of thing.
So you leveled it up after. So so if you were on again next week, it'd be like a full-blown possession.
Right. Exorcism might have to be taken place.
Here we go with another episode of Beat Mark's Picks. Rounding out last week, nobody was able to predict to kiss your sister.
Although we did have one.
We had one, and nobody predicted to kiss your sister.
Dang it.
But miraculously, the guy who had the most wins last week is Chris Woodmansey.
Oh, my God. No way.
This ain't so.
Oh, so you know it was a horrible week for everybody. Now, he got 4 wins, 3 losses.
Ooh.
I will say it was one of my worst weeks. I got one.
They won. I called it.
One win. And Lee had 3 wins and Gil had 3 wins.
Oh, thank God. Man. I thought they had 0 wins.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 1 lousy win. So overall, the leader is 29 wins. Chris followed with 27. Lee at 26. And then our guest is at 22, which isn't bad considering they don't.
So what place am I in?
You are second right now. But you know, I got to say, the guest is not that bad. 22, and they don't pick every single week. So.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like our real life bowling where the race has gotten really tight. So now the race is getting a little tighter.
So, yeah, for sure.
Chris, you better be on your A game this week.
What do you mean? I'm the one who won this week. Y'all need to step it up.
To Mark. So,
yeah, man, it was a disastrous week.
I just need to step up.
All right. So the first pair, Team 3, Wicked Trio, against Team number 6, Fingers Deep. What's the spread on this one?
Wicked Trio's getting 75 pens.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that. All right. Mr. Leader of the picks so good last week, what do you got?
What land are they on?
19 and 20.
Who's the second team?
It's Wicked Trio against...
I know that one. Yeah.
3 Fingers Deep.
Wicked Trio. I got 3 Fingers Deep.
All right. They had a rough week last week. Actually, both teams did. I'm going to have to pick with you, Chris.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what winners do.
Same with me. I don't want to lose a game against Chris here, so I'm going to go with 3 Fingers.
Smart.
That's my thing. You didn't fall asleep when I said you.
Yeah, I'll take the Wicked Trio with N75.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you do like picking those points, huh?
I mean, he likes picking Pick Your Sisters. Kiss Your Sister, KYS.
I don't think 75 pins is not the Pick Your Sister kind.
You sure about that?
I'm going to take. Yeah, okay. I'm sure.
Taking the points. Okay. Actually, I like that pick a lot. I'd rethink mine, but I'll keep it the same. But all right, so next pair, BD in the Pocket, Team 13, the new first place team against the S team with the queen of the league, Tina Saunders, and her husband, the Joker, the VP, Chris Saunders, and Diago. Mark, what do you think on this one?
It's 93 pins to the S team. Wow. I will, as much as I would like to see the S team pull this one out, I think it's going to be a close one, but I'll go with BD in the Pocket here.
I'm doing what I typically do when I have no clue, is just pick the team that's got a higher seating, and BD's in first, so I'm picking BD. I hate picking against the queen, but I'm going with BD in the Pocket.
Chris? Yeah, I got BD. I got BD, of course.
I'll take the points again.
Oh, wow.
So S team.
And watch you be 2-0, I'll bet.
Yeah, he's probably going to be 2-0. If he ends up going undefeated, that's $20. That's $20 off Chris.
No, and when he doesn't, it's $20 in my pocket.
Yeah. Hey, wasn't there a $20 bet not too long ago?
That was for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But there is a $20 bet that he won't get in the top three in averages, and that's looking pretty bad.
He hasn't got there yet. We'll talk about that here in a second. All right, next pair, 14, Almost Empty Nest, the third-place team against Lathe Rockheads. This is Joe Barron, Neil, and Jared. Although Joe Barron will be missing, it'll be Ryan Curtis. So what do we think on this, guys?
In this, with Gilbert, if he was bowling, it'd be 231. 231 pins.
Oh my God. And now with Ryan there, it'll be about 251.
So that's what we're getting?
That's what you're getting. 200.
You guys haven't seen 251 since you were in diapers.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so 251. My God.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chris?
I mean, I believe in Joe Bear not being there.
Well, wow. So that means you're picking Slates?
Yep, sadly.
You believe in Neil?
I believe in Joe Bear.
That not being there.
Oh, my God.
So that means you believe in Ryan. I don't know. Last time Ryan subbed for Mark, it wasn't too pretty. I don't think we'll ever.
You know what? He's bowled awful good for. He's definitely bowled good for Slates when he bowls.
Yes.
He really has. But man, 281 is a ton to give. I'm going to go with Almost Empty Nest here.
I'm in honor of our guests. I'm going to pick Slates Rockheads. I would normally go with the points because that's a hell of a lot of points, but I'm going with Slates.
Yeah. In honor for me being on the team and part of the team, I'm going to go with Slates Rockheads.
Oh, thank God. I was worried you're going to go with the points on this one.
You know what? There was a great chance you were going to go undefeated.
No, you know, I've got a good
feeling. He just blew it.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Oh, that's great. I love it. All right, next pair, Team 5. That is Mark's team, the Slates Sloppy Seconds that have claimed the name from last week. Let's see if they can keep the name against Ricky and the Two Mics. So, Mark, we'll let you go last. What's the spread on this?
68 pins.
So, I am going with Slate Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, I hate voting for my arch enemies, but Slate Sloppy Seconds.
Whoa.
I'm going to go with Mike Henderson.
The point.
Yep. And the point.
Oh.
There's another L.
L stands for
L stands for left-handed, and that is what Mike Henderson is.
That's right. L stands for lefty.
Yeah.
Go with Team 5.
Trust Slate in Slop. Team 5.
Yep.
All right. So next pair, team 12, the men in the 10 pin, which are currently in last, against the former first place team, Pin High, Craig Vorn, who's going to kick our ass if we keep picking him. I'm going to honor his wishes, and I'm going with that men in the 10 pin. They got to bounce back sometime. I think it's going to be this week.
I mean, they only had one bad week.
That's true. It was against you. That's right.
Yeah.
Are you going to pick them?
What's the pin difference at any of that?
132.
Oh, man.
I got Craig's team.
Wow. You're not picking BD. I can't believe it.
It's the men in 10 pin.
It's men in 10 pin.
Oh, I always get those two teams confused.
So yeah, BD was the first pin. BD was the first.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the men in a 10 pin here myself.
Opposite of Chris.
Yeah. I want a W.
I hear you.
I like the points again.
So pin high. So that's two for Craig. Sorry, Craig.
You didn't like him when it was empty nest against Slate's
Rockheads.
Yeah, you didn't like it there.
That's the only team he didn't take the points on.
Yeah.
He might regret it, but we'll see.
I clarified that as being a member of that team. I can't, I'm going against analytics.
You can't bet with your heart.
It's all my numbers.
It's all fake news anyway. So.
He's betting with his heart.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I made up that term anyway.
Fake news betting. All right. Yeah. Next pair, my team. Who are you calling a pinhead against? Blame it on the alcohol. God, it didn't seem like we just bowled him. But all right. Who do we got? What do we got in the spread here?
The spread here is 5 pins.
Wow, that's all? Really?
Yeah. And
are you sure it's not 50 pins?
5. And I'm going to take blame it on the alcohol.
Ugh.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Man, no faith.
I'm going to blame it on the alcohol.
Well, I picked against my team last week, and I probably – that was my one win, I think. I have faith in my team, but I'm going to go blame it on the alcohol as well. I'm a member, but I ain't that much of a member.
See, now, there's a guy that doesn't bet with his heart there. See?
Right.
That's the guy that knows when to fold him. All right, so here we go. Last pair, Chris and the Put Your Thumb in Timmy – against Team 2 OG, or as Mark says, the easiest pick of the night.
80 pins.
Wow. Difference. That's Chris. Yep.
I go last. I go last on this one.
Well, I'm going to take OG. They're bringing Chris Barnes in this week.
Okay. Okay.
I know
you're on the wrong team. I'm Chris Barnes, but okay.
Oh. That's a statement there. I'm going to go with your team, Chris. I think you guys are going to be riding high, plus my son's on that team. So I'm going with the family member clause on that one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Smart.
Now, who rolls the straightest ball? Because that who has the advantage on 30.
Darren throws that straight ball.
Yeah, that's right. This is my favorite pair.
Yeah, because even if they brought in Chris Barnes, even he couldn't score good on that pair.
This is my favorite pair in the
house. He hooks it too much. I'm going to take the points or the pins.
OG.
And who's that? OG? God.
OG.
This is where a guest always loses.
Sorry about that.
Well, Mark, you won't get your 20 bucks.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, you got to make it official. What is it?
I'll be looking on Lane Talk.
I got my team.
Hey, Chris is picking himself. All right. Finally. And there you have it. There's the picks. So join us next week, and Joe Bear will be in first with all the points, and I'll be in last.
I'm in second place, right? I'm in second.
Yeah, you're in second. Until next week. Mm-hmm. All right, so Bowlers of the Week. We have Patrick Manning again kicking some ass. He bowled 141 overs average with his 672 series. Kudos mentions to Chris, who also bowled 672. Mike Henderson bowled 102 overs average. I happen to bowl 69 pins over my average, so kudos. Queen of the lanes for the ladies was Tina Saunders again, who's killing it. 115 pins over average. Anna Marie Davis, her auntie, at 54 pins. And Camilla cracks the honorable mentions list. She bowled 46 over her average. So kudos to Camilla with her 550 series. So good job. We had an award last week, Patrick Manning. He actually bowled consistent and pretty good for all three games, 220, 225, 227. He gets 140 over his series patch or pin or whatever it is. High average. I know Chris is always anxious to hear this, but
yeah, that's my favorite part.
Probably not so much this week. He still hasn't cracked the top three. Garrett is still leading at 207, followed by Neil at 206, Ron Reynolds at 205. Having to look way down on the sheet of the names to find Chris, looks like Chris is in fourth place at 204. So he still has yet to crack the top three. I know we're all rooting for that.
And I could see Chris pulling like a Tanya Harding and come down with a club and hit somebody in the knee just to get in there.
Say, why? Why? And leading the ladies is Camilla Woodmansey. So she's the one that wears the pants in the family. She's easily in first place in average for the ladies at 169, 45, and Nancy Davis 134. Most improved was Cody Still at 17, Peyton 15, Fred Williams at 9. Most improved for the ladies by far and away, Tina Saunders 18, Anna Marie Davis at 12, and Tina Clay at 6. Now, here is the MVP race, which has all of a sudden gotten really tight. Kyle Howe is still clinging to his lead. Uh-oh, who'd we lose? Chris, are you there? I can't believe it. We lost Chris.
Oh, good, man.
It's good. I'm coming in from Italy, and I stayed on longer than Chris.
Exactly. How can you stay out in Italy, and then Chris is getting lost?
See, I think he cut out once he found out he wasn't in the top three in average.
I think he did that trick.
I think that segment offended him. So
yeah, it did.
What a prick. Yeah. He got his feelings hurt. So, well, let's finish up with the MVP. So we got Kyle. He's at 127 points. Right behind him, George Martinez at 126. Gino Clay dropped down to third at 125. And that's your top three. Saunders at 109. And Anna Marie Davis at 97. And Nancy Davis at 91. So there you have standings that we had from last week.
That was weird. Oh,
Chris, what happened?
Power went out.
Your power?
Yeah, just flicked off.
We thought your feelings got hurt when you didn't make the high average and you logged off.
No, I was about to say it. Like, oh, you're just jealous that the Woodmanseys are taking high averages.
Nice. Not too bad. You know, that would be a pretty good honor if you made high average for the men and your wife made it for the women.
Exactly. I mean, it just goes to show, don't fuck with us.
Well, that'll be $20 in your pocket if you do.
Oh, yeah, to the piggy bank.
That's only going to happen in Wee Bowling.
Oh,
that's great. I used to love Wee Bowling.
It is. I never got 300 on that one either.
Me neither.
Oh, shit.
Can't believe the hour is already up. We're going to let Jill Bear go back to bed.
Good luck in the Coke Bottle Challenge.
Good luck. Who am I facing again? I can't remember. Oh, I'm facing Jill Bear. That's
yeah.
Right.
No, you're going against Mark.
Right. Mark.
Yeah.
I got a host and a guest I'm facing. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to everybody. Jill Bear, again, thanks again for everybody. We appreciate having you on. We're definitely going to have you on again soon.
We might have to take a collection for the international charges that we're going to have to pay.
Exactly. First on your flight home. Hopefully you save some time and there's no crying baby.
Yes. Grazie.
Ciao. Thank you, everyone, for joining back again. Congrats, Joe Bear, for winning the Coke Bottle Challenge and being our guest again. Hopefully the podcast curse don't affect you on your day off.
He logged off. So, he actually went right to the bed.
Oh, dang. All right. Well, I hope you hear this in the podcast when you're listening to it. Tune in for next week, guys, as you see me advancing and Mark losing and the Coke Bottle brackets. If you do not turn back in.
And usually it's Chris, it's Camilla that throws Chris out of bed and not.
So that's why Chris is not throwing him out.
No, my wife's not here. So I'm like, no, if I have to kick someone out of bed, it'd be her. I'm the king.
Oh, what female you got visiting right now? You better not tell Camilla.
Yeah.
No, don't get me in trouble.
I heard somebody in the background there.
I did too.
Uh-oh. Hey,
you're funny.
Was it one of those waitresses from Saturday? What was that one girl that walked by? Annalia or whatever her name was?
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, so what's the
rest? But yes, tune in next time, guys. Or if you do not tune in, you'd be like the men in the 10th pin, sucking it really hard against my team.
All right. That's a nice subtle ending there. And again, thanks to Joe Bear. He tuned out already. He's probably asleep already. But all right, guys, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Good night, guys.
See ya.